Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
Presenting Black Herb America, and I am your host, Kenny Jones. Black Herb America airs Tuesday evenings from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturday, we have Provocative Thoughts with Carlton Sneed on Saturdays, which airs 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, I would just like to take this time to introduce to you We Talk Productions, which have shows that reach thousands and thousands of African descent and African Americans throughout North America, the United Kingdom, and Africa. Now, why am I telling you this? If you have a company, if you're an entrepreneur, you could benefit from advertising with us and marketing with We Talk Productions. If you are interested in partnering with We Talk Productions, please feel free to contact me, Kenny Jones, at 404-482-4804. You can also go to Black Herb America or Provocative Thoughts Facebook pages to listen to our shows. And I hope you decide to do business with us. Again, We Talk Production is having a marketing and advertising campaign for people that are entrepreneurs and have their own businesses. Now, tonight, I do not have a guest. No, you're going to have to listen to Wah for the next 45 minutes. And we're going to do Hot Topics. Now, I just want to express for a minute that how the media has, traditional media, that have us focus on issues that really doesn't, I mean, it concerns the country or whatnot, but there are other issues that we should be looking at, folks. I mean, media have us paying attention to the porn star. Yeah, I don't have nothing against porn star. I mean, it's a legitimate business. You know, have us listening to Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, and also collusion with Russia, the son coming out today saying, oh, his father is having a bad time in his life, worst time he ever had in his life. Hey, look, we really need to look at other issues that concern African American people in the United States. We should let the whole world know what is going on. You know, the Florida Star reports, which is an African American newspaper, this November 2018, had 435 seats in the United States House of Representatives, and 35 of the 100 senators are up for grabs. The Democrats need to flip 23 of those seats in order to have the majority in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, they need to grab 2 seats. Now, the Democrats also have to have battles in the red states. And these battleground states are Texas, where they have a large African-American population in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, Nevada with Las Vegas, Tennessee with Memphis, Utah, well, I don't know too many black folks up in Utah, Arizona, there's only like 2% blacks in Phoenix, and Mississippi, which have a large African-American community. Now, the Democrats now are doing a major outreach to register black voters, so they could be competitive in the battleground states, so they could turn the red states to blue states. Now, red states equal Republican, and blue states equal Democratic. But I want to ask, how many of those campaigns do they have a black candidate or an African-American candidate? Now, the National Newspaper Publisher Association that represent over 200 black media groups launched an initiative to register 5 million new votes. But the Democratic Party only has 8 to 10 candidates, both House of Representatives, gubernatorial races, and other state legislature offices. There are two there's a black woman running in Georgia by the name of Abrams. Then there's a black man running in Florida for governor. Now, I just want to ask you, only 8 to 10, and you're focusing on us on us running in state office, local and state offices? I mean, the state and local offices are very important, you know, but only 8 to 10, that's how come Trump and others win these seats, because we feel that the Democratic Party, as well as the Republican Party and the Independent Party, take our votes for granted. That's why you have groups like the Malaya Movement, or Dwayne Haggard was a guest on about in April, in April, and he was explaining how his movement is focusing on key states, on local as local campaign, and from there go to state, but focus on the local and state level, because when you get to the national level, it appears that our interests, our issues are not representing in the campaign. Also, even there's black folks that are campaigning for you. We only see them once every 4 years or when the local elections comes around. So I used to get somewhat disturbed when I hear an African-American man or woman saying they don't vote because of the historical context that are involved. People fought, people died, people got assassinated, hung, killed, whatever adjective you want to use to describe during the civil rights movement, how blacks went out to fight for the right to vote. We did all of that for an important midterm election, 2018. You only have 8 to 10 candidates that are going to run for these offices? You call yourself the party of inclusion. There's 250 campaigns going on in this country. You know, we only part of 8 to 10. I don't know. It behooves me to feel that. I got to give it up to the National Newspaper Publishers Association, which is a black group that is putting millions of dollars behind these candidates, such as the sister from Georgia and the brother from Florida and other state legislative office. But how about the U.S. legislative office, the Congress, and the House of Representatives and the Senate? We need to be a part. Now, I may not agree with the whole political process, but we do need representation. I don't care how pro-black we are. I don't care if we want to nationalize our own economic and financial system. You still need to interact with city, state, and federal officials. And we need somebody, some people that look like us in there expressing our needs. Again, I would just like to go back and say, if your company or your business can benefit from advertising and marketing with We Talk Productions. We have thousands and thousands of people from all the world, the United Kingdom, North America, and Africa that listen to the show on a weekly basis. And if you're interested, contact We Talk Production, Kenny Jones, at 404-482-4804. Or you can also go to Black Urban America or Provocative Thought Facebook pages to listen to our shows. And we talk about uniting economically and culturally and socially. This is the first step to me. This is the first step, a black radio show doing business with a black entrepreneur over advertising and marketing. We have the vehicle, to have your products and services exposed throughout the world. Now, The Roots Report. Bessie DeVos. Now, people that don't know who Bessie DeVos is, she is the Secretary of Education. She is the one that said that she would like to privatize, you would like to privatize all the schools, including public schools. And when you privatize a system, a school system, you have to pay for it. There are going to be charges. There are going to be, now, there have been this debate among educators on privatization versus public education. So, and they're still debating that. But that's not what this whole issue is about, which was reported by The Root. The NAACP is suing Bessie DeVos and the Department of Education for abandoning discrimination complaints. And for I read, it was over like 25,000 complaints in 2017, which were dismissed. And all of these complaints had to do with civil rights issues. Again, civil rights. It's going back to the campaign, you know, of voting, civil rights. We set up the different offices to combat civil rights issues in the workplace. And this and Mr. Foss abandoned. It does not exist. And also, her response was, this was all part of a plan to revise the agency manual for handling civil rights complaints. Well, guess what? I've been in the workforce now for over 35 years. I had never heard, with the exception of that Supreme Court Justice, Juanita Hill. That's it. That was the first and last time I ever heard something about civil rights complaints. You know, it had always been quiet. People never follow up. So what you need to do, do away with the office, revise the manual, I don't know. But I got to give it up to the NAACP. For years, the NAACP had used the court system for battle. Now, a lot of people will argue with that. How can you go to a system that oppresses you and asks for justice? Well, you're right. But that does not necessarily mean that we don't do it. We have that right to file these complaints. We have that right to have our cases heard. We have that. Now, will anything come out of it? Personally, me, myself, and I, no. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the right to follow up with this. We have the right. And I got to give it up to NAACP for many. And that this has been their, you know, all these black organizations have their own lane. The NAACP have been notorious. They're a good marshal. They made a movie about him. Have been notorious taking different corporations, city governments, state governments, federal governments to court over any issue that affect our communities. So instead of us criticizing the NAACP, they're not doing anything. They're not doing nothing in our community. You don't know what they're doing if you don't go to the meetings. You don't know what's on the agenda if you don't go to the meetings. Sometimes battles or wars are fought quietly. Sometimes you'll need a whole lot of fanfare when you're fighting a battle. Well, you have a whole lot of fanfare. I'm going to tell you something. They know the strategy. They're going to know the next stuff that you do because we go to their schools. So we're following their curriculum and interacting with the system. So so sometimes it is a positive thing that we fight these battles quietly. And the NAACP has been is active in every state and in every predominantly black community in this country. So we they should have our support. And speaking of support, I'm asking your support to do business with each other. If you're an entrepreneur and have your own business, and very affordable. When I say affordable, it's next to nothing. To do business with We Talk Production, again, my number is 404-482-4804. Or if you have a comment on anything I talked about, you could dial 909-265-9215. You could call in by dialing 909-265-9215. Guess what? A filing happened. What are you talking about, Kenny? What are you talking about, filing? Listen to this. A black NYPD officer was arrested. A black NYC police officer was arrested by two of his fellow officers for no reason. The two officers said that, well, according to Manhattan court documents, the encounter occurred in March of 2017 and it just come to light. See how media just hold back information and it's just popping up now? The name, the officer that got arrested was Officer Kareem Powell, whom was off duty and his own vehicle. These two NYPD officers arrested him for leading them into a car chase. Oh, wait a minute. I may not be a know-it-all or anything like that, but that doesn't sound right to me. It really, really doesn't. If I'm a police officer and I see two police officers coming at me, well, I'm going to be scared. Well, I'm going to be afraid. This is supposed to be my brother. If anything, I should be happy to see them. But not in this case. Let me continue. The officer was told to get out of his car so they could cuff him. And even the sergeant on the scene said, you know, take the cuffs on off of him and just take him down to the precinct. And what makes it so bad, now this is the kicker, folks. Officer Powell showed them his police badge and ID. So they knew that he was one of them. Maybe they didn't have the same skin color, but they wore the same color every single day. And they perform the same duties every single day. But that did not help them. They couldn't care less if he was the commissioner. All they saw was a black man. That was sitting in his car, minding his own business. And they harassed him. That's it. They harassed him. Listen up, folks. Next week, I have an exciting guest coming on to address issues of this nation. To address police brutality, to how it feels to be a black police officer when you know white police officers are treating black citizens negatively. He's going to be on next Tuesday, and it's going to be a great show. So I ask everyone to tune in next week, and and we're going to address this issue. He's a retired police officer of 23 years named Michael Francis, and he will be on next week. Now, this was the ironic thing about it. As he showed his police badge and ID, guess what the police officers start doing? Calling him curse words, and name calling. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine two police officers calling a black police officer names and cussing him out? And they probably were doing it in front of, making a scene in front of everybody. And you know, when you see something, how you just gonna stop and be nosy and observe them? Well, that's what happened. So, Officer Powell is suing his bosses and the city for $5 million. And as a result, he was placed on desk duty for a year. For guess what he was placed on desk duty for? For not showing his ID. Well, yes, folks. Law enforcement strikes again, and they strike again on their own. They take the oath. Black police officers take the oath just like white police officers. They go into dangerous situations just like white police officers. They get cussed out even more by their own kind, more so than white police officers. And from this article, it appears that black police officers are not respected even within their own company. Look at your own field. If you're a lawyer, a corporate person, a businessman person, an educator, a construction worker, manual labor, you know, how are you treated? Especially if you're a black man. I mean, they're roughing up our women now. They're starting to rough up our women. But as a black man, how are you treated in your industry? You know, so that's something we got to think about. So those are the three topics I have for today, for this evening. And next week I will have a guest on. And again, I thank all of you who are calling and tried to do a project with us, and also people that support us through this year and everything. I'm really appreciative of it. But as always, it's time to go. I am because we are. We are because I am. I'll see you next week.
Hold it now. When the other man lies.